Hey George, it's Ruben at Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing, Ruben?
Good, good. Hey, do you get my emails by any chance?
Which email did you send? How long ago?
I sent you a couple emails the last few weeks, but I haven't heard back from you.
I spoke to you on the phone, and you were going to look at this other possibility.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just want to make sure you're getting my email. So I sent it in. It didn't get approved. One of the guys in my credit department came back to me and said, hey, look, maybe if we can get a cosigner here, we might be able to do something. So I reached out to Tassos, and he sounds, you know, I'm not going to waste your time. I've been doing this for a while. He's like, I don't need you guys. I know how to do this. You know what the deal is. It's like, hey, man, I'm sorry I can't help you. But he was saying things
I know how to do this. If you knew how to do it for 2 years, you won't be asking me to see if I can get your money.
Yeah, basically it was, I'm doing George a favor by doing this. That's the kind of rub I got, which I think isn't, people are often kind of ashamed of their credit, and I don't want to get into it with a guy who owns, I'm not going to duke it out.
No, I understand, totally.
I was like, hey man, I'm like, hey man, here you go, no big deal. So I just wanted to thank you for the opportunity, but obviously.
Because he, he's all over the map, he's shopping it, he's, calling other guys that I know and saying, can you piecemeal it, I don't want to do the whole job, I just want to do some of the job. I mean, it's turning into a joke, and my concern with getting involved is unless I know the money's secure, I'm not getting involved.
To give you an idea, I can tell you probably what this is going to come down to, and I hope you have just a minute here. So we do everything from super, like, prime low risk to super hideous and every shade of gray in between. There are some really, really nasty, nasty programs out there and this is what this guy should get. He should get a really, really, really horrific program. We're talking about, like, a 3 to 6 month loan at extremely exorbitant rates that's a cash flow-based loan. The only issue is he does about 50 to 60 grand a month, I think. So someone's going to probably give him between 30 to 40 grand. That's not going to come close to the amount of money you need, correct?
Right.
So basically what I can tell you is I can easily get this guy 30 or 40 grand at really, really shitty terms, but I don't want to offer it to him if you have a $180,000 project. So if that can help, that's always something I can do in the back pocket.
I think the guy has possibly $150,000. Okay, now, can we keep the project around 220? Yeah. A lot of these guys, once they think there's financing, okay, we'll do it all and some,
Here's kind of what I would tell you without wasting your time. From a financing perspective, this deal comes in dead in the water. The guy has no credit established in its bankruptcy. No one will buy this deal as a traditional lender. There's no way possible. No one cares. At the end of the day, I care, but underwriters don't care. This is a high, high-risk deal. Deals like this have a huge chance of defaulting because the ultimate collateral is credit. Why would you care, what's going to happen to your credit? It's already wrecked. So there are some very, very high-risk, high-reward programs that this guy could probably access 30 to 40 grand. They're short-term. Right. We're talking about 3 to 6 months, 4 to 6 months
at
most.
That's the credit card thing, right?
No, it's not a credit card advance. It's similar to it. It's actually not hooked up to the credit cards. It's called a working capital loan. Things that we do this also, and I try to get him like a 12-month term or an 18-month term. But if you want me to offer it to him, I'm more than happy. I'm just the risk that I run is if I offer a really, really nasty program to one of your customers and I don't explain it, then you say, hold on, Ruben, is this the only thing you do? Cardiff, this is the only thing you do. It's actually something we try to stay away from. So, but he'd only get 30 to 40 grand, regardless of what anyone else tells him.
If he pushed for 50, would he get 50?
He could maybe get 50, but he would, just give you the terms.
Let me talk to him first and see what he wants to do.
Yeah, I could probably get him, it's basically the whole issue is this. The only program that I think I could qualify him for, or our company could be, would probably be a very when I say hideously expensive, George, I'm talking about hideously expensive. Let me just give you an instance. If he borrowed 40 grand over a 6 month term, the best case scenario is him over 6 months paying back, just to give you an idea, let's just use 50 grand. If he borrowed 50, it's easier for me. He would probably have a minimum payback of 65,000 over 6 months. So it would cost him 15 grand just to borrow 50 over just 6 months. That's why. Yeah, we're talking, and that's at the minimum. The maximum could be way higher. The only lender that will really, that I know of, that will do a deal like this for this guy is someone that either says, hey, this guy's reasonable, sit down on the table and tell your story. This guy's going to start firing off about saying, hey, look, I've got multiple sources. I'm not going to go down that road. So there's some really nasty lenders that give him a really nasty deal. Okay. It's really nasty stuff. But at the end of the day, the reason I'm not offering that is simply because I'd want to make sure that he could actually use a small amount of funding, that it wouldn't just be a Band-Aid solution.
Okay. Give me a couple days to talk to him.
No rush.
Because I've been out of touch a little bit, and then I'll follow up with you. And then if we go that route, then I'll have you call him.
I honestly think 9 times out of 10, George, this deal is probably dead based on what this guy's saying. My whole thought is this. This guy saying he can get financing, let him shop around. Let him go to everyone let him go to everyone and their mother. And if he can't get the financing, let him come back. That's just my 2 cents.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, Ruben, thanks.
You got it, brother. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.